There's a lot there in that statement. And if you notice, all those scripture references, again, when Frederick III was challenged as to why he authorized this document, he said that it's chock full of scripture. The attempt was to apply the scriptures in all of life. And so we are looking at the sixth commandment, and Jesus taught that the sixth commandment begins, or the violation of it begins, in the heart. He says, if you hate your brother, you've already murdered him in your heart. And so God looks upon the heart and also looks upon the outward expression of that, and both of those are sin. And so if you notice again and again here, the focus here on I revile, hate, notice that, insult or kill my neighbor. The next question, envy, hatred, anger, and desire for revenge. And then again, the opposite, to show love, kindness, mercy. All of these come from the heart. And so Jesus taught that God examines our hearts. And God desires for us to love Him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor who is created in the image of God. And so if you stop and you think about it, when you murder someone, you are destroying the image of God. It is a direct assault and attack on God. And secondly, when you murder, you also kill yourself. Just like every sin separates us from God, it is also self-murder. And then thirdly, if it's focused on someone else. So it's a very serious sin. And the shocking thing is every sin we commit is self-murder. It says there earlier in question 105 that I do not harm myself nor willfully run into any danger. And so in essence, every time we sin, we willfully run into death. For death is separation from God, ultimately. And so it is very serious and also yet a very important understanding that the commandment not only forbids us from harming another and forbids us from harming ourselves, but also the opposite is we're called to. And that is to love our neighbor and to look out for our neighbor, to look out for his good. If we see something that will harm a neighbor, is to speak out. And the challenge that Jesus taught us is to love even our enemy. And that is the work of God in our hearts, to love those who purposely are out to get us. So the idea is, Jesus says, for us to turn the other cheek. And when someone attacks you, to love them, to not respond in kind. This requires the work of grace, doesn't it? And remember, what did Jesus say on the cross as he looked upon those who were killing him? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. That's the spirit that God wants to work in us as well. Amen? Amen. Amen.